weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Historian and cycling enthusiast Carlton Reid has been researching Britain's lost cycleways. They include routes in Cambridge and Newmarket. When I spoke to Carlton a little earlier, I asked him how they went missing in the first place.
It's complex. Like all things in life, there's no one simple answer why they got lost. And in many ways, they're not lost now in that they're still there in full visibility. But we just don't recognise them. A lot of them anyway, for what they are. But one of the main reasons why they stopped being used quite early on was because the cycling fell off a cliff from 1949 through to the absolute pits in 1973. Cycling just dropped away like a stone. And so these cycleways, which were put in with great fanfare and with high ambition by the Ministry of Transport, just didn't get used.
Because more recently, of course, we've had national cycle routes around Cambridge, as I'm sure it is around many parts of the country. There's numbered routes. You can go this direction, 6 miles down the road you've got here, 20 miles you've got something else. And no one has really thought before, at least, of linking up the two.
Well, as I said before, these routes are there. So some of them are, I've got to stress, are treated as cycleways today, some of them. But local authorities don't know they've got a lot more than they think they've got. And they're a lot older than the assets they've got. So from a heritage point of view, that's important. But you're right in that an awful lot of the existing national cycle network by Sustrans could be linked into these 1930s routes much more than they are today. So some of them are still used as cycleways, but then an awful lot of them are not, and are not marked even on the most geeky of maps, which list cycle routes. They're not listed as cycle routes. So they're the ones that have an enormous potential to be brought back into use and meshed into the modern network.
So how did you set about finding them in the first instance? What made you aware of them?
Hardcore cycle advocates like me, we knew of two or three. So we knew that we thought the Department of Transport, as was the Ministry of Transport, we thought they experimented with one or two. And the history books have shown that, you know, one was launched in 1934. And then most people, most cycle historians, most cycle advocates interested in this field, just assume that was it. And then I uncovered more and more and more and more. And then I went to the National Archives in Kew to look at what the Ministry of Transport itself was talking about and writing to themselves, and you know, what ministers were saying and what the mandarins were saying, to get the actual minutes of what was built. And then I discovered that they were talking amongst themselves about 500 miles of these things had been built. And it's like, well, hang on, we knew about 2 or 3 miles. Where's this coming from? And I thought it was hyperbole. I thought this can't be true. And then the more and more of these roads, these 1930s arterial roads which were built, I looked at, more and more of them had these cycleways next to them. Some of them are urban and some of them are white elephants because they're out in the sticks where probably no cyclists wanted to go back then and probably no cyclists want to go today. But it's those urban ones that are fascinating because they are genuinely in full view of people. There's one I'm in Newcastle upon Tyne, and close to me in Sunderland, there's unbelievably high quality cycleways, which are like as high quality as anything today in the Netherlands. And it's just sitting there unused because people don't realize what it is. They think it's a some sort of private road, but then motorists can't get onto it because there are bollards there. So it just lies there. Nobody touches it.
We've got a couple of them, I think, in and around Cambridge. One I think you've looked into is Wadlow's Road. Now, that's sort of a big roundabout there. There's a fast food restaurant to one side and a parade of small shops on the other. And that's, you know, straight on the road towards Newmarket.
It's sort of a minorish road now in road numbering terms, but it was the A45 back in the 1930s. So it's a far more major road. yes, and going towards Newmarket. And there were cycleways along that road, and they are still traceable here and there. But then when it comes to Wadlow's Road, which is really interesting, is that doesn't fit many of the patterns, in that this is a relatively minor road, whereas these things were normally put in on major roads. So that was perplexing. And then it's been discovered that there was plans right from the 1920s to make a ring road around Cambridge, and Wadlow's Road would have actually been part, in the plans, would have been part of that ring road. So the Ministry of Transport and the local authority were clearly assuming Wadlow's Road would become this major road at some point, so put in the kind of cycling infrastructure that was then being put in on major roads. And now it's just, why did they put that there? Because it doesn't make sense. But it makes sense when you realise that was probably going to be a major bypass of Cambridge.
And does the construction of these cycleways vary according to where you are in the country? Was it something the Department of Transport said, OK, we like a cycle route here, here's some money, then the local authority, the local council goes off and constructs it in the way it sees fit? Or was there some sort of overarching national construction plan as well as locating the routes?
It's a mix of all the above there, Julian. You're right in that some local authorities kind of got away with 6-foot wide cycleways. So they were doing like the bare minimum, because the Ministry of Transport between 1937 and 1940 would only give road building grants to local authorities, which are needed to build roads. You couldn't have built roads without these grants, because there were 75% to 90% grants if these local authorities put in cycleways. So they had to be put in by local authorities, but not all of them were happy about this. So they put in relatively tough ones. Some, including the ones in Cambridge, were very, very good ones. They were 9-foot wide, protected by curbs, you know, granite curbs, which you can still see today. Mm. And they were just very, very good cycleways. So it just depended really which local authority was doing it and how much bother they could go for. But saying that, an awful lot, I mean, this is how I can spot them on Google Street View, in that the quality of some of them was so high, you can absolutely still see it today just by throwing Google Street View around, and you can recognize, I'm very sad now, I can recognize 1930s concrete and what exactly the lines, alignments would that have been used. So there must have been some sort of national pattern that was used. And I've dug out original plans for many roads, and quite strangely to many people's ears, certainly to cycle advocates, is we were actually borrowing from the Dutch all the way back in 1934, because the original plans were Dutch plans. So the Dutch Ministry of Transport equivalents, called the Rijkswaterstaat, they sent over these plans of how they built cycleways and next to roads. And then the Ministry of Transport took those plans and then made them into what we see today.
And you've been running a Kickstarter campaign, which I think has been quite successful when I popped on the site. You seem to be well over the target, but I guess it's a case of the more the merrier, and you must be able to expand your plans now quite considerably.
I'll let you into a trade secret, Julian, in that we originally went to the Ministry of Transport to actually get funding for this. Didn't get it. And so we then thought, well, let's see if this is something that has resonance amongst people out there. And so that's why we went to crowdfunding and why we went to Kickstarter with this. What we originally went for from the Department for Transport was actually £25,000. That would be enough for us to do all of the research needed, and then importantly, bringing them back into today's cycle networks and giving local authorities the information to be able to, you know, modernize them in effect. The way the crowdfunding campaign is going, we had a target of £7,000, which would enable us to do some of the research. But the way the campaign is actually going, it looks as though we'll get what we originally were asking for from the Department for Transport, which then means we can do everything, which is very pleasing.
That is very, very good news indeed. And if somebody wants to add to the mix, where do they need to go to on Kickstarter?
if you go to just Kickstarter and just pretty much just put in cycleways as a search term, as a keyword, you'll pretty quickly find it. And it is one of the projects they love. So Kickstarter can like make things appear more often. So it's in their journalism section where it's the top project. So it's relatively easy to find on Kickstarter.
Oh, that's pretty good. Well, Carlton, thank you very much for your time. Really interesting project, both in terms of the history and what it could ultimately do to some of our developing cycleways. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Julian.
It's Carlton Reid, who I spoke to a little earlier on, over Skype, actually. Fantastic quality line. Rather pleased with that, and indeed the conversation with Carlton, which has picked up as well a little bit on Twitter. Anthony Carpin has tweeted, which I probably should retweet, which I'll do in a moment or two, at Cambridge 105, a map of proposed cycleways that never got built. And then Carlton has been back in touch, suggesting that Eric Claxton had an input to the plan. I don't sure who Claxton is, actually. Somebody probably enlightened me on that one. Interesting, though. Do take a look at Carlton's Kickstarter project, and we'll let you know if there's any more progress, perhaps, of linking up some of those long-lost, well, partially long-lost, cycleways of the 1930s in with that current Sustrans scheme.